History records that in the years preceding and following the Civil War, hundreds of ships of sail and steam traversed the Great Lakes, carrying thousands of pioneers and tons of cargo from the eastern United States to the burgeoning city of Chicago. One such vessel, battling the mountainous waves in the blackness of a shrieking storm on Lake Erie, neared the Cleveland Harbor, guided by the gleam of a lone lighthouse high up on the bluff. "Are you sure this is Cleveland?" asked the captain. "Quite sure," replied the man at the wheel. "Well, then where are the lower lights?" "Gone out, sir," the wheelsman answered. "Well, can you make the harbor?" "We must, sir, or we perish," said the sailor as he wheeled the ship toward the shore. But alas, in the darkness, he missed the channel. The ship crashed on the rocks, losing passengers, crew, and cargo to a watery grave. Hearing of the wreck in a sermon vividly recounted by Dwight L. Moody, Philip Bliss became caught up with the power of that illustration. And from his pen flowed the lines, "Brightly beams our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore. But to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Brightly beams our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore. But to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Dark the night of sin has settled, loud the angry billows roar. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. Let the Lord